This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are there Reese's Pieces in the snack room in the machine? Because I'm going to go get some right now!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Joe is ready to pay off the Jordan Love bet. He and I have.
That's like 48 hours.
That's fast for you. That's fast. You don't have to pay it off yet. You haven't lost yet.
No, but when it's made official, like they're tracking this plane that might be on its way to Green Bay that has Aaron Rodgers in it right now. Like once he lands.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I'm seeing him walking off the plane in Green Bay. I think I'm ready to pay it.
We are living at the stupidest time in history. And it's only getting worse. Aaron Rodgers' plane.
I love tracking planes.
Oh, that's I love it myself.
You kids.
I love tracking planes that I'm not even aware of. Like, I don't know anybody on them.
This was in the early days of Twitter, but the tracking the Robin Regier plane.
Yes.
Yeah. You're flying out, Darcy flying out to Calgary to convince them or something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I love that. If you've been to my house, that's a hobby of ours. There is to bet planes. Planes fly over, and we try to bet.
Oh, that's a different activity that I can get behind.
Okay.
You're okay with
that?
Yeah. That's different than like where in the sky is Aaron Rodgers' plane? How soon will he be in Green Bay? And is he actually coming to Green Bay? Oh no! What if he goes to Miami?
It diverts them.
What if they turn right at some point and he's at Kansas City? Oh, that would be – I might just do that to mess with the people like Joe who are tracking it. Just head toward KC. What's going on?
Land in KC.
Just land
in KC. Have some dinner.
Get barbecue. Right.
Just mess with everybody. Yeah. Go for it, man.
So our bet was, would Jordan Love start week one – for the Packers, and not looking good for Joe on that one.
No, and also, like we talked about it, like if he signs there and like it's hurt in training camp, like if the spirit of the bet shouldn't be like if Love plays because Rodgers got hurt and starts week one.
So, no, that's right. Yeah. I wouldn't feel good about collecting if that happened, if I were on your side.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan Love, like there is some value there. Is he just going to sit for 2 years, but sit for 2 years, and then they spring him on everybody next year in the third year of his rookie contract? I mean, just so not the way you should do it from the beginning. Trading up for him, he was not any kind of like sure thing, not that anybody ever really is that. Just never, in no way was this how you should do it. The argument, the defense of the Packers goes as far as Rodgers is in decline, so let's plan for the future. But you know what kind of personality he is, too. It's just like fraught with danger. Is that the only word you can use with fraught? Does it have to be danger? Fraught with danger? That's really, really not. That's a little dramatic. But not optimal, Green Bay. And so the talk today is that part of their deal together, Rodgers and the Packers, is that they'll accommodate him leaving after this season if that's still what he wants.
Right, if he doesn't fall back in love with the idea of being a Packer for life, or even just for the 2022 season, they will agree to trade him.
And I thought earlier, like, how does he address Jordan Love? Like, what happens when they run into each other for the first time? And given what I've heard about Aaron Rodgers, I'm pretty sure I know. He never looks at him the whole season.
Right.
He avoids eye contact with Jordan Love the whole season, would be my guess. Not that Love has any fault in the matter at all. He's done not done anything wrong. He's just there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's what'll happen. Maybe not.
I think that's. I would bet on that outcome. Yeah.
You would.
Sure.
No yeah. eye contact the whole season.
That he just ignores him. Yeah.
Completely ignores him.
Yep.
What do you guys think about? We did not talk about this on Friday because we had the Ristolainen trade mostly, but. What do you think about what's going on with New Orleans? So, Michael Thomas.
They just signed Chris Hogan.
They signed Chris Hogan today. That's right.
Yeah.
Who was out of the league.
I guess he's done with lacrosse for now. Yeah, he's been playing lacrosse.
Oh, yeah.
Professional lacrosse, yeah.
You would quit that and go to the Saints, I guess?
I guess so, probably. Yes. I think it's probably more lucrative. Yes.
Well, there's some bad signs there. This Michael Thomas business is kind of weird. So he needed ankle surgery after the season and then didn't get it until June. And they had like mini camps and stuff. They had work in the spring before that. But then he gets the procedure after and thus is going to be out probably until like November.
Oof.
Right.
Yeah, 6 weeks for the ligament to heal, and then another 6 weeks to rehab and be ready to play, is what I saw.
Over-under is 9.
Were they just hopeful that rest was going to heal it and that therefore the surgery was put off until June, or was the surgery an eventuality that everybody knew about? Because that timeline is ridiculous if so.
I guess I don't know, but it seemed like the scrutiny of it that I've read has been like, well, why did he wait? Like it was, I guess, enough of a necessity earlier in the offseason where it was sort of dubious that he didn't get the job done. And I didn't hear anything about it. Like I knew he had the injury, but I mean, I didn't see any reports on this at all until the other day when it's like he's going to be out half the year or whatever. So their wide receivers are who? It's Tre'Quan Smith, who has not done a lot. I mean, he's been on the team for a couple of years, but there's not a lot of, with Drew Brees, of course, there's not a lot that's been happening there. Marquez Callaway is another name with New Orleans. They lost Jared Cook as well, and Emmanuel Sanders, by the way, who came here. And now you have Chris Hogan out of, I guess, retirement, with the quarterbacks of Winston and maybe Taysom Hill. I don't know. That's not great.
Yeah, that doesn't sound really appealing.
I feel the Saints are a bet on or against the coach. Like, you bet the Saints, you're betting on Peyton.
Yes.
Because you're not really betting on Kamara. He's a running back. You're not really like, oh, the Saints will win 10 games because they have Alvin Kamara. I mean, that wouldn't seem right. But they have Sean Payton, and they're usually good, and they can withstand the loss of Brees and even Thomas for half the year, say, and still be on the plus side? I don't know.
And there has been some thought. Like, I know a few people we talked to, maybe Sam Monson specifically last week, didn't he say, like, you know, you've got a chance to, like, you're probably looking at more of a downfield passing game because Brees wasn't really capable of doing that anymore
right.
The last couple of seasons. Winston obviously would flourish in that, but you need Michael Thomas, I think, to make that cook.
This might push them more in the direction of Taysom Hill, because if you don't have any talented wide receiver, and right now, I mean, it's hard to find a team in the league that's got less wide receiver talent week one than they do. If this is what they're coming into the season with, maybe you do go with this kind of gimmicky, kind of Baltimore-style offense where it's built around running the football and your quarterback having this mobile asset capability to his game. Like, to me, if you put Jameis Winston in there and have him step back and throw the ball 30, 40 times a game.
To Marquez Callaway and Tre'Quan Smith.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work at all. So I think maybe this would make me think Taysom Hill's even more likely to start there.
You left out Chris Hogan.
I did.
They have the tight end there is interesting. Adam Troutman, but he hasn't played yet.
Really, he's so young. He's played. He was a rookie last year or the year before. He's
right, and you don't want to be reaching for second year, third round tight ends that haven't really played yet. As he could be their number one target.
in fantasy.
This is why our offense is going to work.
Right.
Passing the ball.
That's not where you want to be.
Is he out of Dayton?
Dayton, yeah.
Troutman?
Crushed it in college, but he played, he went to Dayton. So.
It sounded harsh the way you said it.
Remember, I'm not a Dayton guy. Hate Dayton.
Right. Hating Dayton. Hating Dayton.
The first four garbage. It's the worst.
You are,
I think, implying that they're not known as a football powerhouse, and I think you're correct.
I don't even know if I knew they had a football team before Adam Troutman.
I totally forgot about this. I loved this when I heard of it the first time so much that I went right to Filippone. That Joe hates Dayton because they host the first four games.
Yeah, the worst.
Like, isn't that great? It's like Bulldog hating the Falcons just because, like, they're just not important enough or something. Or I don't know, me with Jordan Spieth is just weird. I don't have any reason for hating him. I just decided to. Thought it'd be interesting to try that. Because, it's a sports thing. You like who you like and dislike who you dislike. But I just love that so much. He hates Dayton because of the first four. He holds it against Dayton.
I do. I hold it against them. If you want me to like you, stop. Stop with the...
Just refuse to host those games?
Yeah. I'm trying to find it. Speaking of the Saints again real quick, the leading touchdown receiver in the last 2 years that's still on the team is Taysom Hill.
Wow.
He has 7 touchdown receptions in the last 2 seasons. He had 1 last year and 6 the year before that.
He has more touchdown catches than any other receiver they have.
That doesn't include Michael Thomas, like guys that'll be on the field.
Not Hogan either.
Not for
the Saints.
No, not Hogan. Yeah, for the Saints.
How did you like? Well, I guess we're going to play Sal, right? This came up with Sal, unless it was, I don't know, whatever Joe is doing, but that stat about the Saints. No, it wasn't the Saints. The Packers having. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't get into it if we're going to have that coming up here. But like, there's a stat about how the Packers have just not drafted many successful receivers.
Right.
How about that?
Right. Yep.
And the Bills have a handful of guys who they drafted that have been to varying degrees successful on other teams. So that'll be coming up. I was missing the Blue Jays at one point yesterday.
Mm.
They played. They were at the Mets. I'm like, you know what? They were ours. They used to be ours.
They're on ESPN tonight against the Red Sox, just like last Monday.
That game was on ESPN?
No, I'm sorry. That game last week was. Tonight they're playing the Red Sox at Fenway on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think last week's game was. Sorry. But
that's the game we were at. That last Monday is when we were at the game.
Correct.
Right? Yes. Then Wednesday was it?
That was why I said that, yes.
I got you. I saw a thing on the Mariners. The Mariners are 8 games over .500. That's good, right? 54-46.
Yeah, it's decent. Yeah.
Third in the AL West, 7 behind Houston, and there's only one team above Seattle. Like, they're one team away from a playoff spot, Oakland, who they trail by a game and a half. Their run differential is -52. This is like the 2017 Bills we're talking about here.
That's not good, right?
Was maybe that even their number, -52?
Ooh, I don't remember now. You said it a lot, but I can't say I recall.
It's in the 40s or the 50s, their point differential that year when they made it. That's crazy. There was a stat about how like they're the only such team since like 1900 to have that good of a record. This is the Mariners now, not the Bills. To have that good of a record with such a poor run differential, -52, that's bad. But +8. The Angels are fourth in that division. The Angels are 49-49. Ohtani pitches tonight, by the way, if you want it, if you're up late, against the Rockies. And I saw on a site that somebody put a $50,000 bet on the Rockies.
Oh, my God.
That might have been from BR Betting, Bleacher Report. A $50,000 straight bet on the Rockies to beat the Angels with Ohtani.
Is the game in Colorado or California?
L.A., Anaheim. How about that?
Yeah.
Some courage.
Or they know something.
Marquez, he's their best guy. I mean, maybe they're counting on Marquez to just have his best stuff. I think they probably are. For $50,000, I think they probably are counting on that.
There's some kind of plan.
They're counting on that pitcher to deliver against Ohtani. Braves Mets have a doubleheader to start the week, and that is 2-0 Braves in the fourth at Citi Field. All right, we mentioned Sal, so this will be a very interesting week. It was a huge news day today in the NFL with all the Rodgers business, Deshaun Watson as well. We covered those subjects here in this conversation, and then the Bills will report it to the training camp in a couple of days. We'll see what it sounds like here and around the league with respect to the vaccine. We still have the rules that the NFL with the PA laid out earlier in the offseason about, you know, for each group of guys, the number of tests necessary and what they can and can't do. They're talking about this bracelet that somebody thought was a good idea, and like there's opposition to that. Teams don't want to do it, or players, like the guys who are not vaccinated wearing bracelets to identify themselves on the practice field. I mean, wow. So less on the Bills here with Sal, but that will be that'll be big as we go through the week. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. This is WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.